Today we will be hearing from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 13, verses 1 through 9, and then also verses 18 through 23. If you would like to follow along in the Bible in front of you, the blue pew Bible, you can look on page 690 and you will see the passage that I'll be reading from. Although I'll be reading from a different version, a different translation of the Bible called the New Century Version. The Bible you have in front of you is called the New International Version. So it's a little different, but this is Matthew chapter 13 verses 1 through 9 and 8 through 13, or 8 through 23. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake. Large crowds gathered around Jesus, so he got into a boat and sat down while all the people stood on the shore. Then Jesus used stories to teach them many things. Jesus said this: "A farmer went out to plant his seed. While he was planting, some seed fell by the road, and the birds came and they ate it all up. Some seed fell on rocky ground, where there wasn't much dirt. The seed grew very fast because the ground was not deep. But when the sun came up, the plants dried up because they did not have roots. Some seed fell among thorny weeds, which grew and choked the good plants. Some other seed actually fell on good ground, which grew and it produced a crop. Some plants made 100 times more, some made 60 times more, while others made 30 times more. Let those with ears use them and listen." So listen to the meaning of the story about the farmer. What is the seed that fell by the road? That seed is like a person who hears the message about the kingdom but does not understand it. The evil one comes and takes away what was planted in that person's heart. And what about the seed that fell on the rocky ground? What is that? Well, that seed is like a person who hears the teaching and quickly accepts it with joy, but he does not let the teaching go deep into his life, so he only keeps it for a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the teaching, he quickly gives up. And what is the seed that fell on the thorny ground? Well, that seed is like a person who hears the teaching, but lets the worries and the troubles of this life and the temptation of wealth stop that teaching from growing, so the teaching does not produce fruit in that person's life. But what is the seed that fell on the good ground? That seed is like a person who hears the teaching and understands it. That person grows and produces fruit, sometimes 100 times more, sometimes 60 times more, and sometimes 30 times more. I think everybody has a hero. A hero is someone that we look up to, someone that we admire. A hero is someone who can somehow take a bad situation and turn it into a good situation. A hero is someone whose very presence seems to save the day and just make things better. Now, as kids, we had heroes, and they might have been people like Superman or Spider-Man or maybe Wonder Woman. And as we grow older, we might find that our heroes are not found in comic books, but they're found in real life. We might find that our heroes are maybe mom and dad or a grandparent, or a favorite aunt or uncle, or maybe even a favorite teacher. We might find that our heroes are in uniform, people who serve our country, policemen, firemen, those kind of people. We all have heroes, people that we look up to and admire. People have heroes, but organizations have heroes as well. You could probably say that Abraham Lincoln and Martin Luther King Jr. are heroes in our country. People like Babe Ruth and Jackie Robinson, Mary Lou Retton, and Serena Williams could probably be considered heroes in the world of sports. And Steve Jobs and Bill Gates might be considered heroes in the world of technology. So people have heroes, organizations have heroes, and even churches have heroes. Now, usually the heroes found in a church is a former pastor, someone that was there for a long time and was loved by the church. I grew up in New Fane First Baptist Church, and the hero I always heard about was Pastor Dean Ryder. Now, Hilton Baptist Church has a few heroes as well. I could go down a long list of all the pastors that have been loved in this church, but there's one name that stands out above all the others. And that name is Reverend Vincent Lloyd. Now, I'm going to let you in on a little secret that's known among pastors. Every pastor knows this, and if they don't know it, they're asking for trouble. And the secret is this. Get to know your predecessors. Find out who the pastors were that went before you. Find out why they were loved and find out if they weren't loved. And then find out maybe why they were loved and why they weren't so loved. But above all, never be intimidated by them. Because in the eyes of some people, you will never replace them as the hero of the church. In a small little town, there was a little church. And Pastor Thomas was that pastor, the minister of that church, for 40 years. People loved Pastor Thomas. He loved that church. For 40 years, that church grew. It was healthy. It was strong. People loved Pastor Thomas. But after 40 years, Pastor Thomas retired. And that church quickly saw a decline in attendance. That poor little church could not seem to keep a minister for very long. Ministers would come and ministers would go, and each one of them were always compared to Pastor Thomas. Well, the most recent minister that was there was a young guy. He was fresh out of seminary. He had been there for 5 years. And one Sunday he got up and told his congregation that he had accepted a church at another place on the other side of the state. At the end of the service, he was greeting people as they left, and this sweet old lady came to him with tears in her eyes, and she said, "Oh, Pastor, I'm so sorry you will be leaving us. Things are never going to be the same after you leave." And the minister was flattered, and he took her hands in his, and he said, "Oh, sweetheart, bless you. But I'm sure God is going to bring you someone who's even better than I am." And she nodded her head and sniffled, and she said, "Yes, Pastor. That's what they all say, but ever since Pastor Thomas left, they just keep getting worse and worse." Every church has its heroes, and a wise pastor is one who finds out those who were loved and those who were not so loved. Reverend Lloyd was the minister here for 35 years, from 1938 to 1973. If you want to get an idea of the impact of his ministry, consider this. Reverend Lloyd retired the year I was born. And there are still marks of this, of the importance of his ministry in this church. You can still see it around this church. We have the Lloyd Room. We have memorials in Reverend Lloyd's name. And of course, we have Dave and Dan Lloyd, his sons, who are carrying on their own significant ministries in this church. But one of the things I've heard over and over about Pastor Lloyd, one of the legacies he left, was this. He would stand up here and preach, and in the middle of his sermon, he would pause and he would say, Are you listening? That's what the man said. I suspect he said those words because what he was saying was important. He did not want it to go in one ear and out the other. He wanted to know that if you had two ears that were working, you should not only hear the words that were being said, but the message that was being said behind it. Are you listening? Maybe put it another way. Let those who have ears that are working, let them hear. Are you listening? That's what the man said. Jesus said the same thing after he told a story about a man who went out and was sowing some seeds, a farmer. Jesus says, this guy went out and he was throwing some seeds on the ground, and some seed fell on a walking path, but it was really hard. And so the seed didn't go in the ground. Instead, the birds came and they took it away. And then some seed fell on this rocky soil where the roots started to grow, but the soil wasn't very deep. And so when they did grow, the sun would come down and just wilt the plant. And then some seed, it fell among the weeds, and the weeds choked it all out. And then some seed fell on good soil, and that produced more than the man expected. Jesus then says this, whoever has ears, let them hear. Don't let it go in one ear and out the other. And then Jesus explains the story. He explains what it means. He says, the seed that fell on the walking path are those people whose hearts are hardened and the message can't get through. And those people where the seeds fell on the rocky soil, well, those people are those who, they accept the message. They like the message. They're getting the message. But then they don't let the roots go deep, and then the sun comes and wilts it. And then there are those people where the seed goes on the weeds and the grass, and it just chokes it out. And those are the people who let everything else crowd out what's happening in their life. But then there are those people where it's good soil, and it grows, and there's fruit beyond their imagination. Now, I think there are two lessons that Jesus wants us to learn from this parable. The first one is this. What is the soil of your heart? And is it receptive to what God wants it to do? And do you even care? Most of you know that Karen, my wife, who I love and adore, has wanted a flower garden in our yard, and I have been against it. And I am extremely, extremely disappointed to say that most of you have supported Karen and have not supported me. So I gave in and said, okay, we can have a flower garden. So Karen got out a can of spray paint, and she sprayed where she wanted it to go. Spike and Linda came over to help. Spike brought over a rototiller. And so Karen sprayed, and I got out a shovel. And I was going to start edging around where she sprayed. So I took the shovel and clunk, hit a rock. All right. Went to another spot. Clunk, hit another rock. Tried some other spots. Clunk, clunk. Clunk, I kept hitting rocks. And what we discovered is our yard cannot have a flower garden. Karen said, boo-hoo. And I said, thank you. Now, I don't know much about gardening, but I do know this. A seed will not grow in the right unless it's in the right environment. The soil determines the future of a planted seed, and the soul determines the future of a planted word. Now, there are people who get upset and they get angry with God because they feel like God doesn't talk to them. God's not listening. God's not engaged with me. I can't hear from God. Did those people ever stop to consider maybe it's not God? Maybe it's you. Did those people ever stop to consider that maybe their hearts are so hard that the seed God tries to plant can't get in? Did they ever stop to consider that maybe they don't let the roots go down deep? Did they ever stop to consider that maybe they let everything else get in the way of what God is trying to do? The soil determines the future of a planted seed, and the soul determines the future of a planted word. Are you listening? What is the soil of your heart? And do you care? The second lesson I think Jesus wants us to learn from this story is this. God does not call us to be successful. God calls us to be faithful. Do you realize how much seed that farmer wasted? In 3 out of 4 cases, the seed failed. 75% of his work was wasted. was a waste of time, but that 25% produced more than he expected. This past Friday, the VBS team was part of the Hilton Parade. And they threw out nearly 1,000 bags of candy with a little advertisement in it, advertising our Vacation Bible School program. Now I doubt we are going to get 1,000 kids. I doubt we are going to get 100 kids. I doubt we will get 50 kids. And that can be discouraging after all the hard work that has been done. But I believe this is what God wants us to do. But maybe the purpose of VBS is not so that we get what we want. Maybe the purpose of VBS is so that God gets what he wants. And if our hearts are open and receptive, maybe we'll find out what it is that God wants from this program. Maybe God's purpose for VBS is not to bring people in. Maybe God's purpose for VBS is for us to go out. Are you listening? The story of this parable, the message of this parable is very, very simple. What is the soil of your heart, and is it receptive to what God wants to plant in you? Is it receptive to what God wants to grow in you? And whatever you do, whether in word or in action, do it for Christ. And remember that God does not call you to be successful. God calls you to be faithful. Let those with ears use them and listen. Are you listening? That's what the man said. Amen. Amen. Amen.